A survey of aged care workers around the country has revealed a picture of crushing workloads, chronic understaffing and workplace stress. 9 in 10 residential and home care aged workers say they're too stretched to offer appropriate care to their patients. The Aged Care Royal Commission will begin hearings today looking at Australia's aged care workforce, but the unions representing workers say the sector can't wait until the Commission delivers its final report. They say Australia's elderly needs improvements made right now. Rachel Mealy reports.
Robin Kirk worked at a residential aged care home on the New South Wales North Coast for 9 years.
If you're one carer to 10 residents and you've got buzzers going, you're on a time limit. So you have to make an excuse, you know, to leave the room. Or a lot of the times we'd say, oh, I'll be back shortly, but we'd never get back there.
She says aged care workers aren't valued. A friend who worked in a supermarket earned more money than her.
A friend of mine that works for Coles in a deli who serves us a piece of ham, who's on $27 an hour and we're getting $23.60 or something. We have people's lives in our hands. You know, he's got a piece of ham in his. He puts it on a scale and he wraps it up and he gives it to you.
The Health Services Union commissioned a survey of 5,000 aged care workers across the country, asking about their daily tasks and workloads. It reveals a picture of unhappy and stressed workers who feel they can't properly look after the patients in their care. National President Gerard Hayes says older people deserve better.
Oh, these are our loved ones. These are people who have cared for us. And we should be caring for them. It's that simple. I don't know why, from a government, bureaucratic, political point of view, we tend to think that people in aged care don't deserve the same conditions that the rest of us we would expect on a daily basis.
87% of workers said they often have to hurry elderly people in order to get through their daily tasks. More than 90% said they don't have enough time to talk to residents in their care.
I think this cuts to the quick of the arguments that have been put forward over the past 12 months. That clearly such a big sample of the aged care workforce who have responded, and you know, with figures in the 90 and 75% categories saying that there are problems in a whole range of different areas of the workforce, it has to be saying that what we have been saying is just not anecdotal, it's actually fact.
And as demand for aged care grows rapidly, the survey warns of looming staff shortages, with 4 in 10 workers planning to leave in the next 5 years.
We firmly believe that the government has got to take steps now, not just wait for the Royal Commission, but steps now to be able to enhance the quality of care to people who actually brought this country to where it currently is today.
Patricia Sparrow is the CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, which represents the not-for-profit aged care providers.
Yes, I think it is a good industry to work in. I think it's important, but we do know it is an industry under stress. It's under pressure, and that means workers are under pressure, and that's why the Royal Commission's important, and that's why we're saying we want to move on this and be able to address the issues and employ more staff.
Last year, a Productivity Commission report predicted workforce numbers will need to almost triple to 1 million in order to meet demand. In response, the federal government is now implementing its own aged care workforce strategy.
Rachel Mealy reporting.